Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, Texans football back in action tomorrow, 3 p.m.
Let's go.
Right here on Houston Sports Leader.
I love
your
3
home.
P.m. too.
Why is that?
Just a good time. Yeah, you can get some stuff done in the morning, you know, whatever errands, have a nice lunch, settle in, 3 p.m., then you can watch other games later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is going to be the only one on at that time,
I
believe.
Man.
Do you?
I don't really.
You ain't got nothing to do.
I don't really. If I'm not fishing, I'm pretty much just hanging out.
Okay. Sounds like you're doing all right for yourself. But yeah, 3 p.m., you can get started at 12, get all up in the groove. Right here with Sean and Seth, they get you ready for the game.
He was just up here too.
He was.
Yeah. We made amends.
That's not what I heard. But again, always great to get your day started and get a game day started with those fine fellas. I don't know what to do after that. Like, how am I supposed to follow a? Actually, I don't want to describe that noise. That's the noise. I don't know how I'm supposed to follow that. I'll do my best to trudge on. But football's coming, and with that being the case, like, what are the storylines that we're looking forward to? We know that there's probably not going to be a ton of the starters.
Yeah.
D'Amico said that there's going to be a lot of the young guys for whatever, however you take that. So Mr. Newspaper, book writer man, what are the storylines? What are the top four storylines we're looking at here? And you play along, 713-572-4610.
And you know why I said four instead of three? Usually people go, what are the top three? What are the top five? What are the top 10? You know why I said four?
No.
Because we know the one everybody's thinking, offensive line.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to watch this game and not think that one of the big storylines is the offensive line.
Starters on the offensive line play here, right?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe sans Cam Robinson, because he didn't get back into work, did he?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, maybe. Oh, but on the other hand, you kind of want to see if Urser is going to be the right tackle. You kind of want to see him at right tackle, you know, in a real game.
I would hope, but he didn't. That's my thing is, well, and here's the thing. Also, you had a full scrimmage on Thursday, and the physicality of the scrimmage is going to hit even the most, I imagine, in the trenches. Like, do they then lean to some of the other guys to get more burn? But they really need to figure out what's happening on the offensive line. So I think they might throw those guys out.
I think
there.
At least a series, maybe more, you're going to see the quote-unquote starting offensive line, maybe minus Cam Robinson, probably minus Cam Robinson. But I think, I think that the offensive line is number one. So let's go to the next three.
Is there one dude on the offensive line that you're most intrigued for this particular game?
Two dudes, Jared Patterson and Jake Andrews.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Like, yeah, that's fair. That's the one active start. Mm-hmm. I mean, of all the team, that's the one starting role that seems like it's up for grabs. Right?
Well, outside of CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah, but that's the injury that's there.
But in terms of like
it.
A competition?
Yeah, actual competition, that's the only one.
Yeah. So we're all in agreement, offensive line, we're all going to be watching that. We're all going to be passing judgment, jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, for the past 10 years, we've been watching the offensive line.
That's true. All right, so top three. I've got three. I don't know if you have similar or different ones or whatever.
I probably have different ones. You know me. I like being weird.
My number one by, and you're right. My number one.
I like that you stopped. You're like, no, I need to make sure. I also see that you're weird.
My number one right now is who steps out at safety? I because you said there's going to be some veterans that are not going to play. And D'Amico said it too. But you got to place who you think is going to be a safety in a pinch if you don't add a player.
Well, I mean, you got three
safeties.
You got three safeties outside of the Kalen Bullock, right? Mm-hmm. That is going to, that you already knew were going to play. They, I don't think that you would consider them as kind of the vet guys. Mm-hmm. That's a weird phrase to use. Mm-hmm. But like the vet guys that you're, hey, we don't need no burn. Mm-hmm. It is MJ Stewart, who is, you know, next on the depth chart after CJ Garner-Johnson. It is Miles Bryant. It is Russ Yeast. Mm-hmm. Those guys, I imagine, will get a lot of burn.
Right. And I want to see who steps out.
What sucks, though, is that you have Jalen Reed still dealing with that kind of, mm-hmm. was it leg injury or whatever? Sure. That was nondescript from what I could tell. But, yeah, mm-hmm. that would he would gain the most, like especially in the same way we're talking about Shedeur Sanders having a large I would imagine that Jalen Reed would get a lot of burn if he was available and up for this game, and I just don't imagine that he will be, which really makes me sad.
What I was going to say is I believe this is the opportunity of a lifetime for Russ Yeast, because you know what MJ Stewart is. You just know. I mean, he's, yeah. you know, he might step out first, but this is truly like, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. We all face them at some point or another. I mean, you've got CJ Gardner-Johnson hurt. Yeast has been, you know, showing a little bit more than on more than one occasion. When he's been out there, he's played some with the twos, and so maybe this might be he's got a chance here.
Do you think if, let's say, they do kind of show out in this preseason game or in preseason general, mm-hmm. do that make you a little more comfortable if the Texans decide not to bring in like a pure replacement? For CJ?
You said a little more, and I'll go with that.
I was about to say, the answer is very clear, and it's going to be a no for that.
A little more. All right. The second big, well, third technically, because we're all talking about the offensive line.
All right.
Big storyline for me is, you mentioned this as well, the young guys are going to play. All right, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel.
Thank you.
All right, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel.
Higgins is an interesting one. You mm-hmm. think Higgins gets a lot of burn, yes. especially since he's been one of the ones, or they're just going to lean
into him? He's a rookie.
Okay.
He's a rookie. He's going to play a lot.
I sure hope so, because Higgins is a dude who I want to see even more what he can do in these contexts.
Yeah.
I think also what will be even bigger for me is the joint practice that you get with the Panthers next week. Mm-hmm. Is it Panthers? That's right. But more like this mm-hmm. is obviously first opportunity to see him against not the, you know, most ridiculous secondary that we've got.
Yeah.
Event. So I want to see how much how he's utilized, how much he flashes. Noel also will be interested for a different reason, which is, does that flash that he's had, the ability to just the knack that he has to get open, does that translate here as well? And I imagine mm-hmm. it does, but just to what degree? Like, are we talking about, oh, that's cool, or are we talking about, oh, there's star yes. power in here?
Yeah, I want to see them both, because and the main thing with Jaden Higgins, and this is not a slight, is Jalen Noel's been getting, there's more buzz around him right now than Higgins. So let's see what they both can do. Young guys, lights are on, as D'Amico Ryan said. The lights are on. Let's see what happens. Make some plays, young fellas. Make some plays.
I strong agree. That's absolutely mm-hmm. one that I want to see. And yes, which Jaden will have the best performance is also very much a story. Actually, yeah, that would be a great way to put it, because mm-hmm. then you incorporate not just your two Iowa State wide receivers. Then you incorporate J-Rock, Jalen Smith,
right?
Who, how does he show up? Because he's next man up on cornerback, mm-hmm. At least in my mind. Of course, it feels like he's, and not it feels like, you look at the depth chart, above Tremont Smith, above Damon Darnett, mm-hmm. who were guys that we looked at as like the veterans to possibly be depth guys.
Yeah.
Does he continue to show up in that?
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit.
With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Way as well.
Yeah, and then the third one for me in terms of storylines tonight, tight ends. I'm going into training camp, into the offseason, into this first game. We like it. We like what we're kind of seeing. Let's see it. Let's see. I want to see how. I don't know if Dalton Schultz is going to play. I think he might be one of the guys that doesn't play.
I can see that.
But if he does, let's see how he looks in this offense as a pass catcher. I think Kay Stover is going to play a lot. I think they want to get him some reps in various situations. I also want to see, and we've seen hints of this at training camp, the tight end flexing outside a little bit. It's not like they're going to spill the playbook in front of everybody. But they did it in training camp. They'll probably do some of that. Let's see how some of these games and some of these matchups that they try to set up.
So the top four for you does not include any running back situations here.
But it's a good arguable point. Is that yours?
It's one of them. One of them? Yeah. One of them, sure. Cam on the YouTube page, great point. One ready to see what Woody can do. Woody Marks is one of those guys. You know, he's one of my pet cats for this training camp. And it feels like we've gotten taste, but we haven't had an opportunity for him to shine. This feels like a great opportunity for him and Juwar Jordan to shine. Right, like I feel like this is a great spot, and Juwar has been great in practice as well.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like this preseason, and especially where do you feel like Nick Chubb might be one of those guys that doesn't play?
No, there's no way Nick Chubb's going to play.
Right,
so because they want to see all these guys.
It feels like there's going to be a lot of room for Woody and Juwar to have some shine, see what they can do. So yeah, that's going to be a really fun thing to see and see
JJ
exactly
Taylor,
how good.
Dare.
Yeah.
Dare always plays.
Do we need to see Dare?
We don't, but he always plays. He just does. Do you have any?
Yeah, no, Miles was going to be the running back position, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I know Nick Chubb probably ain't going to play, but I do want to see the rookie.
Woody Marks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do want to see how he looks. And if he's actually looking pretty all right, mm-hmm. that could be a good sign, man.
How excited are you for just Davis Mills at the helm of this? Because, like, Davis has had a good camp throwing the football. Nah, I heard Seth making this mention when they were talking about it earlier with B. Scott. And it's a great point. Like, I think Davis also gives you a great chance for those guys like Higgins and Noel to show out because he's been throwing the ball really well.
Mm-hmm.
But also, hey, billboards exist, right? Like, this could be one of those continued billboard games. I know when Davis Mills comes up, a lot of people immediately get to, well, can you trade him from somewhere? Like, will the Saints trade for him? I don't think the Saints are in a place where they would want to, mm-hmm. and nor should they. However, this could be a great billboard for Davis Mills, who may be, you know, looking like the best version of himself to possibly set up for, hey, if you need a quarterback at some point, come talk to Nick Caserio.
Yeah, I get it, and it's always on the table. But when you fancy yourself a contender, and this team does, you got to have that reliable backup, that big. And he's had a really good camp, man. I think he's had more power in his throws. I think he's been throwing a better ball. That not just the accuracy. People talk about, you know, CJ's been a little bit off with accuracy. I think he's got more velocity on his ball. Maybe I'm wrong, but you watched him. So we'll see. Do you have any others?
It's kind of just thinking about Davis Mills. It's kind of wild that we didn't even question the backup quarterback situation at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's been his job the whole time.
And you have to have that if you're a contender.
Yeah. You usually don't have that. Usually you have backups in and out and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He's been solid.
No, that's been the beauty. And I guess I
didn't even have to worry about the backup.
No.
I wanted to just be like, yeah, I agree with you. But then I almost went to a place where I started talking bad about folks, which I'm trying to do better about. I'm trying to be a better version.
You're talking bad about folks. What?
Well, yeah, when you started talking, you know where I was about to go. You talked about quarterbacks. We've mentioned two of them. Two of them we have not. I'll leave it there. Anyways, from the 832, I am 100% in agreement here. And I was like, is it too nerdy to say this? So thank you, Texter. I want to see how the fullback position comes into play, because this week threw me for a little bit of a loop. I've probably talked way too much about Jakob Johnson and, you know, how they're going to utilize him, how they've kind of had him running at tight end, where he ultimately fell on the tight end depth chart.
Yeah.
And then they bring in Dalton Keene, who is a fullback tight end type guy that has been here before.
He got a bunch of fullbacks.
But like,
but I haven't seen him.
But yeah, I was working off of the idea that, hey, Jakob Johnson is here. British Brooks, I guess, could kind of be sort of fullback-like as well. I thought, okay, well, Jakob Johnson, clearly leader in the clubhouse, has a familiarity with some of the offense. And so for you to get, you know, a few weeks into training camp and go, hey, Dalton Keene, you want to come through? I was like, hey, what does that actually say about how they feel about Jakob Johnson and how he's coming along? Because he's looked fine as a pass catcher, and they have not done a lot of running with a fullback. But when he has, I'm like, all right, he looked like a fullback. So I thought that, okay, this is going to be fine. You go when you work, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
But then bringing in another fullback-type player in addition to, like, the ones that you kind of have.
Yeah.
Kind of scratch it. It makes me scratch my head and think, what are they looking at? What does that say about Jakob? Does that mean that they are not so satisfied with what they're getting out of that general position? And I mean, I don't know exactly what I'll be able to take of that from this Vikings game, but I'm hoping to maybe get some insight into that, though.
Or as the texter put, just are they going to use it? You know, at some point, you got to work on these things.
Well, they need to.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about the, what is it, the Earnhardt, I forget what the name of the offense is, but the way that they go things, actually, and that's more about calling it, but New England Patriots type things, they like using that fullback. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're going to need him as a pass catcher in, like, the modern iteration of things, but they like having that fullback, and I think the proof that we have is that none of your tight ends are going to be able to do that consistently.
Yeah.
For you. So you're probably going to need to lean into that spot in a way with somebody that is, you know, suited for it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have any others, but I just thought of another one. I should have thought of this earlier. It still wouldn't be in my top three, but I'm definitely going to see the storyline, not just on the interior defensive line, because, you know, obviously Fadakasi is not going to be there. Kurt Heinisch is not going to be there, but Tommy Togiai's had a very good camp. He's D'Amico Ryan's favorite player, apparently. At least if you listen to D'Amico, and he played
consistent,
the most consistent. Make sure you get it right from D'Amico, the most consistent player on the team. But this guy might really be a factor, and he's gonna play because they're kind of shorthanded on the interior anyway.
Yeah. What does his development look like? Or is there more development to be wrung out from him, or is it just kind of that's what he is as very solid replacement defensive tackle? That you're comfortable getting in there, you're comfortable starting if you need to, but maybe isn't as much of, you know, as much as a type of guy as you're getting out of Rankins and even maybe Fatu Kasi. Fair thing to bring up is the kicker. I have not seen another kicker in camp. I don't think that they're even trying to make that a contention. But remember, one of the things that it feels like in camp that we need to get a feel for is Kaimi going to be the same Kaimi that he was prior to last year, or is it going to look kind of a little bit like that? Because I hate to do this, but, you know, these things trend to, like, even the best kickers, we've seen them get to a place where they start looking lesser. Mm-hmm. I can name a number of kickers that I loved, especially fantasy-wise. You go, that guy's great, and you look up a few years later, and you're like, ooh, this is not that good. I hate to say that you're getting to a place where you have to be concerned about that, but you did see a downturn in what Kaimi was last year.
It would be almost more alarming if he has a bad preseason, Fairbairn, because there's no pressure.
Yeah.
You know, it's like zero pressure. You know, they're just working on their special teams. If he starts missing some, that's a good point.
About the long snapper, or is that a little too nerdy?
Oh, we have a new long snapper. That's right.
That gets interesting because Tucker Addington, who was the guy who you brought in immediately when you left, John Weeks go, you let him go. Mm-hmm. He has also been cut from where he was prior. So now, like, he is on the street
rolling
again.
It back there?
I don't. That's a great question. So yeah, those are kind of some smaller things. Yeah. Is your long snapper that you currently have on the roster, is he doing his things well?
Will y'all hit the panic alarm if some type of mishap happened with the long snapper?
If Brinkman is rolling it back there,
this preseason.
I think anyone would. Yeah, that's so crucial, and we don't think about it until it happens.
I don't know that the Texans would, though, because it seems like when D'Amico was asked about Brinkman, and, you know, D'Amico is, you know, he's inclined to just kind of, oh, no, it's fine. Mm-hmm. He talked about how, you know, he's got the other specialists are experienced in helping him through things, you know, and just in a general sense, not necessarily that he was dealing with something.
Yeah.
But I imagine that they could pretty easily get to a place where they're like, yeah, he's young. The experience that he has around him will help him steady the ship. So I don't know if they would get to that place, but maybe. Who knows? Maybe it's just the degree of how bad it looks if it was to go bad for Brinkman. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions as we typically do. We will do it next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.